Prince Kaur, my son. Welcome home. And just in time, too, for there is a nasty bit of business in which you must take part.
Father, these are my friends. The ones I told you about.
Aravis, of course.
Your Highness.
Little lady, we bid you very heartily welcome. My son Kaur has told me about your adventures together and all your valor.
It was he who did all that, sir. Why, he rushed at a lion to save me.
Nay, what's that? Oh, I haven't heard that part of the story. You'll tell me later, son.
Yes, sir.
In the meantime, little lady, Queen Lucy, a loving friend of our house, has been seeing that your apartments are put to rights for you, since my dear wife is no longer alive to do the honors. Nadina, will you see the Lady Aravis to her chambers and then bring her with Queen Lucy to the Royal Hall?
Yes, Your Majesty.
I'll see you later, Aravis. Till then, Prince Kaur.
Now, you are Bree and Gwyn, the two great talking horses who effected the escape of my son and the Lady Aravis. Well done, well done.
Thank you, Your Highness.
It was nothing, sire.
On the contrary, and your reward shall be great, let me assure you. I have arranged with King Edmund that you shall return to Narnia with his procession, and he will provide whatever you may need for your resettlement in your home country.
You are too kind.
Meanwhile, my stables are yours. Do not falter in asking for your heart's desire. Ask for anything at all.
Thank you, sire.
Your Highness, might I make use of one of your groomsmen for a favor?
Of course you may.
Why, Bree? What favor?
Well, it's only that, well, you see, I would like to have my tail seen to.
Oh, Bree.
Your tail? What's wrong with your tail? There isn't a thing wrong with it.
Isn't there?
Well, not that I can see. All the royal horses sport tails like yours. You must mean that confounded calormine habit of cutting them this way and that. Our horses aren't so arrogant. Now, look, you two. We have business inside concerning Prince Rabadash. I suggest you go, rest, enjoy a good meal, roll around in the grass with my stallions. Uh-huh. There are a few talking horses in my employ who've taught them how to do it. You'll get along nicely, I'm sure.
Roll in the grass? The talking horses do that?
Oh, of course they do. They wouldn't be talking horses if they didn't. Now, come along, Prince Kaur.
Yes, Father.
We need to meet in the council chamber. Some very important business concerning Prince Rabadash.
You see, Bree, there was nothing to worry about.
Worried? When was I ever worried?